and only facing the source of life, when it faces us, we can truly face ourselves and psychological strength is needed to obtain the social permissions to execute our physical strength. And the fairy tale beliefs of the primitive tribes is simply exponentially enlarged in today's politics. And true passion is when everything is put to risk and the outcome is always uncertain. And the unofficial culture is the only grip that can save humanity from its precipice. And the most responsible folk is either cheated along the way or else is never given the opportunity. And true honesty is never towards an institution which in the end seizes power, but towards our immediate surrounding. And only fully exposing ourselves we can experience the catastrophic changes that human ambitions have generated. And once the structure is built, the shape of its body will come naturally. And our wisdom can only nourish our spontaneity. And if this is lacking, it is most wise to resurrect the arts. And comfort should only be used to heal our discomfort and not vice versa. And as soon as a framework is set, we no longer work within it but outside, trying to expand it. And in order to have time to both reflect and act, oftentimes two dimensions are needed. And ultimately we have to accept to leave our creation to his own life. And the most difficult part is to be straight forward. And as the old spiritual apparatus perishes, we ought to bring a new life, sketching the new apparatus. We ought to go back to our natural source, and if we can't, we ought to recreate it. And even without hope, we ought to keep on preparing, and if anything will come, we will be ready. And overcome the temptation of adding up, we come to the temptation of removing, thus turning from eclectics to hermetics. And even if we go a little back, it can always imply a great leap forward. And anarchism means that if we don't agree, it doesn't mean that we agree with the opposite. And by pursuing the ups and down become ever more greater in magnitude. And only by thinking of our mortality we can design immortality. And our only hope lies in being active in the process of communicating our creation. And the grey everyday misery cannot be avoided by at by constantly elevating herself to higher pursuits and by establishing herself in nature, we can still maintain some establishment in the social, yet without any social gaining. When we fall under someone else's creation, he or she will always try to diminish our own creation, even the most spiritual. And we also hinder ourselves towards a place that hinders our freedom of expression. And it is not about teaching what is right or wrong, but it is about teaching to pursue a natural spontaneity. And as the most sensitive of souls become the most abused, their sensitivity becomes even greater. And there's something beyond everyday patterns that can connect the spiritual human to some elevating patterns. And only a new force can revert the trend of accepting ever uglier things. And while nature is a precondition for spiritual enlightenment, it does not necessarily guarantee it. And it is not just about reaching the sublime, but always create a tension towards it. And constantly persevering, we will be repaid in one form or another. And social failure is paradoxically the way to guarantee a natural rebirth. And civilizations only superficially play the models for other countries, which in reality they abuse. And we cannot simply escape the machine, but ought to create our own in order to stay out. And we can dare to explore other frameworks, making sure we are not permanently caught into them. And our inner beauty can be also maintained by subtracting ourselves from a state of degradation. And through our practice we keep the content alive, oftentimes with the poor resources as the rich ones would hinder it. And our very discipline should provide an unexpected variety to our everyday routine. And the slight political changes are ripples that can create the most catastrophic effects on our human nature. And the only thing we need is an independent faith, and with that we can move or be moved around without much changes. And everyone can possess even others, but very few can possess their spirits. And the wisest, without regular exposure to solar energy, becomes the craziest. And the richest will never allow their soul to become old and reach any death. And at last, all it's worth to be documented is our personal human odyssey. And modernity's biggest capacity is that of destroying any traditional charm. And while the product of any society can only fit their societies. Only the artistically minded can melt in any place. And any bourgeois community is pretty superficially yet rots from within. And any personal exploration might get hindered based on the prejudice other people may retain for us. And even though we recognize a characteristic, it never comes in a lot of doses. And we anyway ought to be with others in order to share our solitary conquests. And while society can teach us to read maps, exploration of reality can only be taught by veterans, and we immediately take our distance from what the public opinion charges with hate, and any resemblance to what we are taught to be bad is immediately categorized as bad. And even if the bourgeois leaves something, he leaves it for the things he took. And even though we manage to repress a character, nature will soon substitute it with another one.